This is New Pigspan Next episode 168 for Monday, May 13th, 2013. Hello everyone, Lisa J here, and we're back. Took a little break, but now we're back, and we've got news upon news upon news and rumors about Megaforce and who's coming back, who's not coming back, who's sort of maybe coming back. It's crazy. It's been flooding for the past 2 weeks, and since I was like, look, I know that we have a couple of more episodes to talk about, and there's some Kyuriger and some Wizard and what have you. We're like, let's just pause for a minute and take the 2 weeks of news that we recorded and put it together. So you'll hear a little bit of what we recorded from last week and what we recorded from this week. All right, so I don't want to waste any more time. Let's get to the tea, because we are spilling some tea, child, okay? Stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe. We've got the Megaforce rumors, trumors, all sorts of rumors. So let's dive right.
Yeah.
Let's dive. Okay.
I think the biggest stuff is the Steve Cardenas and the Rhett Fisher stuff. That's the
Let's start with Steve, because that happened first.
That's where the disappointment lies.
Let's start with Steve.
Okay. Okay. For some people.
Okay. You see, because there are two different situations. See, because according to Steve, facing book post, and someone asked Steve, I know you are busy, but if they call you for Super Megaforce, please at least consider it for the fans. I believe this post has since been deleted.
It has been.
Yes. Steve's reply. Yeah, I will read it correctly and not in the way he typed it. The offer was too low, and there's not a lot of character development. Just basically going to be in the background as an extra. I would have loved to do it, but I couldn't possibly take that amount of time away from my business for that little amount of money. I'm sorry, but I believe that it's them that's letting the fans down because they want to get away with paying too little. I hope you understand.
I do as well.
I don't think he probably should have expected character development, let's be honest, but...
Well, no.
Yeah, see, you know, because on one hand, you know, you would like him to say, you know what, I'll do it, whatever.
Fans.
You know, for the fans, without Power Rangers, I probably wouldn't have been able to, you know, do the stuff that I've done since then, whatever. So, you know, but that's pie in the sky sort of mentality. In reality, Saban has always been somewhat notorious for not being generous with the money when it comes to the actors. And of course, the difference between, say, Power Rangers and a Super Sentai is that 90% of the actors need to be flown halfway across the country if you want to film them doing anything. Although it would be nice to, you know, if someone like a Steve or whatever that can't come down, maybe have them do some ADR in California, but whatever. That'd be my choice. But anyway, so it's disappointing for me because, you know, I like me some Steve, and if they can't get Austin, it'd be nice to have a Red Ranger, MMPR Red Ranger in there. But, you know, I mean, if they're not going to offer him much money, I mean, he's an adult, and if he has a business going, it doesn't make sense for him to lose a bunch of money just to go film a 2-second cameo for Power Rangers. So, disappointing as it is, it's very understandable.
Right. And it is unfortunate that they moved it down to New Zealand because it's cheap.
Like, you move it to a certain location because, you know, it's more affordable there. But then it's like, when it comes to stuff like this, then it becomes a hurdle because now you're away from everything.
You've saved all this money all these years.
Right.
You can, like, pony up and just do the right thing. You know what I mean? Because, like, come on. And he's not, it's not even like, he's not even like, you know, he's from a season that, you know, people don't really remember. Okay, whatever. Like, you know, he's still part of Mighty Morphin. You know what I mean? He's still part of, you know, it's still, he was still, he was in the movie and all them other things. So it's like, come on, pony up a little bit for the man, Steve, man. You know, pony up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you're not really going to pony up for, you know, people from Mystic Force. No offense. I love y'all, but.
No.
You know, nobody's going to be like, ooh, I got to see Madison. Like, no, nobody.
Well, I mean, realistically speaking, like, well, that is more realistic. You know, whether any of us loves it or not, that is probably, like, they're closer.
Well, yeah. There, I mean, you know. They'll probably get the people who are already down there and kind of like, yo, what's up? Come back. But my thing is, it's like, yo, like, for once, just be like, look, let's get this budget a little extended, a little larger, so that we can get back, you know, Mighty Morphin, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, it just seems weird that, I mean, they're not going to have a friggin' MMPR Red Ranger.
I mean, they'll have a Red Ranger, all right, but
It'll be the guy who did the dub for the voice for those episodes that Jason was gone before Rocky showed up, right?
Yes.
Be that dude.
Be that guy. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. Like, because, like, they're still looking for Austin, I assume. So I don't see him coming back, necessarily. They have to find him.
They're combing the desert.
So, you know, I just feel like Steve was going to be, he was the guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Especially after he wasn't in Forever Red, you know? You kind of really want him
for
this. You know, like, to get the return that he never got.
Right.
And it's the second time around. Like,
and if they found him this time, like, they, you know? Yeah. So, that's unfortunate. But
yeah, that's the thing, is that the two guys that we just heard about not gonna do it are the two guys that I really would want to see.
So yes, that's where I was going to next, because this one is just
because the first one you can say, okay, you know, Saban, kind of you're bad, shame on you for not offering a little more ducats. But this one, I think, is pretty much unforgivable.
This one, here we go.
The Red Fisher.
Okay, unforgivable, but. Red Fisher.
Well, Red Fisher. Just read it.
He decided to send out a tweet.
It was great.
And the tweet says, ahem, guess who was invited to do a cameo on Power Rangers Megaforce and then uninvited the next week because of budget restrictions? # major letdown. # titanium.
Yep.
That's wow. An unbelievable move.
I cannot believe. I
cannot invite somebody and then uninvite them a week later.
I can't.
Like, okay, I got Spawn. I like the fact that you're really casting a wide net here, trying to get lots of people back.
And really, Spawn. Really, it's Johnny T-Zack. Come on,
Johnny T-Zack. I'm glad that you're trying to get lots of older Rangers back. That's cool. But you don't pick up the phone until you know that you can close the deal.
Hey, you ready to come back? We're doing this awesome thing. Like, we really want you to come. Oh, wait, never mind. Sorry.
I'm sorry, my bad. That was just
after
jokes.
After you've already, like, you know, got all excited, thought about the possibilities, New Zealand, you know, being back, the fans, da-da-da. Nope. Mm-hmm. We're good.
No, we're good. We're good. We're all right. No hard feelings? You okay, bro?
And it's like, I'm just kind of disappointed just because it's like this, you know, having him around would be like the one thing that really made this feel like a PR thing. Yes. And not just a Sentai thing that they're going to, okay, they did it there. Let's do it here, you know? Just right. Get the titanium in there, you know?
Right. Exist in Super Sentai.
Our super cool Ranger with the brownish bronze suit that supposedly was titanium.
It's a suit. It's ours.
Yeah, so, you know, that's our thing, and to get him in there would have been awesome. And You know, and now, want, want.
And I believe Ahmet, who wrote Forever Red, had, and he's written, I think he's written a Mega Force episode, I forgot which one it was, but he had a response too on Twitter, and I'm trying to find it.
I didn't see that.
He, because he commented about Rhett being uninvited, and sometimes you have to read between the lines. I can't spell his name for the life of me. Hold on, give me one sec. Oh, here we go. So he says, sadly, Rhett wasn't the first to be asked to come back this season, only for Jonathan to change his mind afterwards. Budget limitations are change that fight scene on the Eiffel Tower to an abandoned warehouse, not cut one of the guest stars.
Oh, wow. So that really puts the blame on the shoulders of one specific person. Phew.
Wow,
Isn't that
that's
good?
wow. That's a lot more than I
Johnny
expected.
T-Zack,
God, what?
the betrayer. Oh my God, Johnny T-Zack.
See, this like puts more of a face on some of the not so great aspects of the show, maybe, than any of past quote unquote news stories, in a way, because it's like just black and white, or more so, I think, anyway, than some of the supposition or stuff we heard from less than reliable sources or whatever. It's like, okay, well, Johnny T-Zack changed his mind straight up, the end.
Isn't he the same guy that tried to pretend the Disney seasons didn't exist?
Well, based on what certain
You know,
pipes said.
allegedly. Allegedly.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Allegedly.
I believe I'm gonna have to have words with this man.
The thing is, like, stuff like this makes you believe that more, right?
Right.
Is kind
Right.
of
It puts
the
it,
thing.
yeah. I would see why this would fit into the frame of Johnny T-Zack is not so nice a man. How you know about yo? How you say yo? How you say yo? I think we should have you on the show. It'd be great. Boom, boom, boom. Next week. You know what? You know what? No, that email or that call that I gave you before. Nah, we good.
Just
Yeah,
yeah.
we
I
feel our
mean,
quota.
at that point, if you change your mind, you just gotta suck it up and say, that's who we're getting. I already made the call.
I mean, if yeah, if you make the like, oh my God, I just don't even like do a cheap episode or something. You know what I mean? Like, come on, like, just foot the bill, like, cut the crap, and do the thing. And honestly, you know, I don't like the idea of like celebrating misfortune or you know anything like that. But sometimes, with the way Power Rangers has been like in these last couple years, and you hear stuff like this, and it's like clearly this is you know not the best press for them, you know as far as fan reaction goes. It's like well you know sometimes you get what you give, you know, and I can't really feel too bad for certain entities, you know, if you're gonna do not so great stuff and fans clearly don't like it, you get what you deserve sometimes. Sorry, but yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. And I see what you're saying. Like you, I want to root for this show so much. I want to root for it to
I really
last
want
another
to.
20 years. I want to root for it. But in the way in which it's going, like I mean, like I said before, I mean, even with when Megaforce started, I was just like, oh, this might. I mean,
Yeah.
it's not everything I like, but oh, maybe
Right,
there
but it
might be
was, you know,
some
something.
life. But then it's just gone back to, you know. Stuff that I there's more stuff I don't like than I like, and you, when is it the time where you're like, yeah, I'm good. I tried with you, and this is not
Right.
working for me. When you say like, yeah, I'm good. But I don't know, like, some part of me is just like, yo, I really want this to just be a phase.
When does it cross over into Stockholm Syndrome is the question.
So disillusioned.
Because, yeah, even though you know it's just, like, so bad. But you just, you have to keep going. I mean, I wanted to believe that it would be good, or it would, and you know, part of me still does. I mean, I'm still here. I'm still, you know, still watching. You still got me, guys. But it's not like I'm going out of my way to, you know, go on the internet and talk a whole about bunch it, yeah. about it. And you know, my enthusiasm just kind of isn't quite where it should be. It's nowhere near where it was, you know.
And look, maybe it, I'm not saying because it's our age or anything, because I've, you know, I see people our age be still active and very involved and what have you, but I'm on Facebook and I'm friends with some people who are very enthusiastic people about the show, and you know, they have these video chats where they are, you know, showing off their toys and this, whatever. Like, they're still passionate people for the show, even for Megaforce. Even, you know, like, they're still passionate people for it. And I feel like, am I just losing my interest, or is it really because the show is just not good? And it might be a little bit of both. It might be. But I know if the show was good, I would be so hyped about it. So, like, you know, yeah. Like, I would be on the board. Oh my gosh. Like, that's what I would do because I enjoy it. So, I don't even use age. I don't even use that. I don't, you know. But I just, sometimes you kind of, like, I don't want to say doubt yourself. But sometimes you doubt yourself, like, well, is it really the show or is it me? But then you look at the show like, no, it's a show.
It's, well, I would say it has to be the show because I'm still super passionate about, like, Sentai and Kamen Rider. So, right.
And I mean, the past seasons, I still like them a lot. And you know what I mean? Like, I will go back, you know,
and revisit that
stuff because it's great. I can't see myself revisiting Samurai, you know, really.
I flipped channels and I've seen, oh my God, it's a Mad Mad Mackerel. I'm going to put down the remote control and watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hello!
Maybe not that particular episode.
Cards for Spectacular! What?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And sometimes I just feel like I'm like, wow, am I like as big of a fan as I was before? I don't know. And I don't want that. I really don't. I really, you know, this is, I'm going to say it's not my first love as a kid, but it's been the longest lasting,
the long haul.
I mean because, like, Mickey Mouse doesn't really have no shows on, right? You know, it comes in, I mean, yeah, in and out some movies.
Hey, now the new Ninja Turtles is pretty hype.
No, I'm talking about Mickey Mouse.
I know, but I'm talking about other old shows.
Oh, all the old shows. Yeah
that hooked me in for a long period of time,
you know.
The Ninja Turtles were... Ooh.
For me, Hello Kitty. There's no Hello Kitty show. You know, it's just... You know, I love me some Hello Kitty. I still buy me some Hello Kitty stuff, whatever. But, you know, but this just show... Like, and as the other shows that came before this show that I love, man, and I wish it came back, and then it did come back, I'm like, oh, stay away. But this one has been... I mean, it's 20 years of my life. Yeah,
it never really went away.
You know?
No. Even for that 1 year,
it's still had, you know.
Sort of new.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Jason was kicking screens around and.
Yeah. We don't want to talk about that.
And bonk. Wow.
So, banging nads on Billy.
No, we don't want to talk about that.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, so Johnny T has got some splaining to do. That's all I got to say. Because that's not cool though. But whatever, we'll move on. There's other people that have been rumored.
Egomaniac.
And that's like from Blake Foster. Sorry.
Why are you talking about Blake Foster that way?
Oh no. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Okay, here's because different Rangers have been posting very vague Twitter messages. Some talk about going to New Zealand. Apparently, someone decided it was a good idea to contact Benta. Let's just soak
Yeah,
that one in for a minute.
what?
Yeah.
Yeah. His was the most vague though.
What did he say?
He said, a certain show has requested that I come back. What could it be?
Oh, wow. Wow, I
How
wonder.
many shows are you on?
I wonder if he was uninvited as well.
Well, according to his Twitter, the
I
background of
hope
his Twitter,
so.
he's on an award-winning British family sitcom called All About the Mackenzies.
Okay.
Apparently, it looks like it's British Tyler Perry.
Yeah, who cares? Nobody cares. So, anywho. So, Blake Foster has mentioned that, New Zealand, ooh, guess what? I'm going to New Zealand. What? And then he'd be like, I'm not saying definite anything. I'm just saying you gotta stay tuned and see what's happening with Megaforce. What? I'm like, okay, like, come on, you going back to the show. Okay, fine.
And your buddy Roger Velasco.
Oh, him too.
He said, Black is
Doing the
back,
same.
it's where it's at.
Black is back. It's where it's
I
at.
just wonder if it's like a definite or if it's like a call number one
I was
and we're
gonna
still on.
say it was like the Red Fisher thing, but he didn't get a chance to update us. Oh, yeah, I'm calling back because I realized you're Carlos.
Oh.
Yeah, probably gonna have to take a rain check on that until the 60th anniversary.
Are they gonna realize that Benta is Benta? That's really
I
the
think,
question.
please, they probably uninvited him too. That was call one too. Call one.
Let's see, what else do we have?
Jason Font.
Jason Font.
Gonna miss
Yes.
LA next month from Detroit to Vegas to New Zealand.
Oh, snap.
Uh-oh, why are you going to New Zealand?
Where you going? Go
Let's see what else. And we already know that friggin' Jason Smith did stuff. Meh.
Yeah, okay,
And
never.
of course, the samurai people are coming
Right,
back for
Samurai. Well,
this.
of course, great. You know what? Honestly, though, I want them to show up our current red. That's all. That's all I want is for them to make our red look worse than what he already is.
Yeah, because
You
I
would
prefer
think they.
Jaden over
Yeah, I mean that's the shocking thing, really.
Really.
Well, yeah, I thought Jaden was fine. He was okay, but some people were not happy at all. And this year. Wow.
I'm trying to think of anybody else. You would think they would grab Ricardo. You would think. Just 'cause.
Oh, right, to be back as Cole.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly think that they really were focusing on Red Rangers to come because, like, you do a cameo, like, okay, this Red Ranger's gathering his team and, like, let's go, and whatever. So,
I just
I would see him going back. I could see him going back.
I want to know if they asked any of the SPDs or the Dino Thunders yet, or the Ninja Storms.
The ones that,
Those.
are really well liked.
Yeah. Well, you would think they would get some Ninja Storms and some SPDs since they have Zords that are actually used in the show.
Right. That would be, I don't know if disappointing if they only did like, if they really tried to cheat it and did like Doggy Kruger, for like to represent SPD and didn't get anybody.
At least you gotta go get what's his nuts, doggy John
John
Dewey.
Tui.
John Tui.
Well,
Voice. Well, you know what? That's two in one.
that is
That's all I gotta
that's
say.
that's
'Cause
double.
yes, you get your dagger on and get your doggy.
Get Elise's boo in
What?
there.
That's
Boo dagger on.
right. Okay, so he had to, wear a wig or grow back some hair because he's kind of bald right now. But hey.
That's
Well,
okay.
everybody's got weird hair now. Everybody's all different.
Give him a weird wizard hat.
Little pimp hat. Oh gosh. But yeah, so I think those were it, that as for the rumors and the trumors. So, oh, and then there was a picture of.
The Andros cloak.
Right.
Oh, right, yeah. So, like a stuntee in Andros's outfit, his robe.
So they may be getting some Andros action in there. Didn't he post that picture on the Facebook of him with his little card?
He did, but
So
he was
maybe,
just saying that he got his little card.
I know, maybe he's like, I'm, maybe
I
he's getting
mean,
into it
he
again.
knows people that are aware of those things.
And things and things.
So we could have some Andros too. I wouldn't put that past him.
Yeah, so yeah, a little Andros cloak action.
I would assume the giant Tzak would want some Andros.
How much is the question?
Enough to make that second call?
We'll see.
Ooh, sorry. Oh, wires crossed. I'm gonna have to go ahead and ask you to stay there.
Oh, God. We don't want you that badly.
Yo,
Sorry.
that's sad. Like, yo, get all them first call, like, yo, first call, like, yo, what's up? Yeah, I gotta go back to New Zealand. Second call, sorry, we made a decision, and we have to vote you off the island. Sorry.
Yeah, plane's full here. Sorry. Yeah, just it's at capacity, and you're just dead weight. So,
Crazy.
yeah, you're only the guy that killed Zordon. We don't really need you.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, I mean every. Yeah, I mean you've heard things like, oh, they're really trying to get Austin, but other than that, it's not lots of actual contact from the Rangers themselves.
I'd be
All right.
disappointed if it's just Red Rangers. I don't. I mean, look, I like
Honestly,
most of the Red Rangers, but I just don't.
at this point, if they can get one person from each season, I'm happy.
No matter who it is.
Well, as long as it's like an actual friggin', not, like she said, not Doggy Kruger. Like an actual human
Human
being.
being, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe get us some, we gotta get us some Raja. Get some Raja in there.
That would be so cool. I would love to see her. Yes.
We need
Get
some Raja.
a lady leader up in that piece.
Jen, I wonder.
She's successful. She has things to do.
I don't care. She needs to come back.
Hey, if
Needs to happen.
she comes back in that team up leather gear, I'm straight, son.
I have to say that the news recently has been kind of slow. I don't know what we're gonna cover because it's like pulling teeth just in case.
Just sitting here waiting for some new Megaforce episodes. What's gonna happen to Robo Knight?
And just don't know what's gonna look after the last time we recorded. Okay, we talked about Red Fisher not being invited. I mean, being invited then being uninvited. Talked about Steve Cardenas and his what he had to say about being invited and what have you.
Bill.
And then right after we recorded, the floodgates
Yes.
opened and it
Things
hasn't stopped.
started popping
Yeah,
off.
exactly. It hasn't stopped yet. But hey.
So let's just start from
Disappointment after disappointment after disappointment.
now.
All stemming from the same what I would label poor communication on the part of a certain company that owns Power Rangers.
Basically. Now, the first thing that I saw or heard was Karen Ashley and her mini rant, little on her show, Unscripted Radio. Okay? Or Uncensored Radio, that's what they're called now. Right. So, So she, I'm going to put it in a nutshell, because one of the, I forgot the person's name, but they brought, oh yeah, and we heard that Steve was saying that, you know, they weren't really offering that much money to do the show. And she was like, and they said like, yeah, and it would take away from his job, you know, and he was like, and she was like, yeah, we'll be losing money and, you know, they really want to do it for the fans, but, you know, in a nutshell, you know, a lot of them do, you know, they make good money, and to lose out by going down there is not going to be beneficial. It just doesn't make any sense.
In a perfect world, they would say, sure, I'll take a financial hit and I'll go down to New Zealand for a couple of days. But in a real world, no. Doesn't make a lot of sense. These are human beings who need to make some money because they need to feed their children.
Yeah, but I mean, they also need to feel like they're being respected, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
as the people that they are, you know, who made so much money for this company already, you know. And I completely agree with, you know, the sentiments that I have seen expressed mm-hmm. by people like Karen Ashley and many others. Yeah. It's kind of cheap.
It because sucks, but it's true.
Because you know? She said that they received, like, she said that they sent out a generic letter to a bunch of Rangers, just a whole ton of them, and it was as if, like, you know, they weren't even going to pay SAG minimum wages. Mm-hmm. Which we kind of figured, right? Because they're in New Zealand for a reason.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Based on what I've seen, you know, not going into individuals just yet, but it seems like they sent the letter out to everybody who was in an original Saban season, it seems like. And then once they got to Ninja Storm on Forward, a lot of people are saying they didn't even get a letter.
Some of them were contacted.
Okay, some of them. For the most part, I've seen the was it Pui? I've seen Melanie Vallejo. I've seen a lot of them saying that
Pua.
They didn't. Yeah, Pua. Yeah, whatever. Shane. a lot of them are saying that they didn't even get the call from the Disney seasons.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's exceptions because we saw the Jason Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it seems like they kind of, for the most part, everybody from Saban seasons got the invite, and then selective Disney people.
So here's what Matt Austin chimed in on the YouTubes when this video, there was an excerpt, posted from Karen's show, and it was posted on YouTube, and so this is what Matt Austin had to say. At first, I don't know what email Saban sent out. As far as I know, nobody in the Disney era cast received a letter. Second, I totally get Karen. PR is one of the most top-rated kids series in the world. The actors get paid peanuts to do it relative to any other show on television that doesn't play in every foreign market on Earth. I actually make more at my current Joe job per hour than they ever paid. They make tons of money off of licensing and merchandise that doesn't trickle down to the actor. To ask cast, except me apparently, to go down to New Zealand essentially for free when you subtract food, airfare, travel, or food, airfare, hotel, and the time away from responsibilities at home is a loss. This is one of the major reasons why you started to have a rotating cast. So there aren't any contract negotiations. You have the cast, you milk them, and then you cut them off. It's one of the reasons SPD Mystic Force did not have a team up, which were different. I love the show and I love the fans. Hashtag buttery.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I get the fact that, you would be bringing down a lot of people, and for the most part, you know, they wouldn't be doing a whole heck of a lot. It would probably be a quick cameo. But at the same time, you gotta give them at least what they made when they were on the show. I mean, it's only for a few days, right? It's less than a week. You gotta give them at least that common courtesy of saying that, we valued your time. This is a last minute thing, but you're an important part of what we did, and we can't just marginalize you and just say, hey, do it for the fans. They would really like to see it, and try to emotional blackmail.
The part that got to me was where he said to go down to New Zealand essentially for free when you subtract food slash airfare slash hotel and the time away from responsibilities at home. I'm like, so is he insinuating that you have to pay for your own
Fly
airfare
yourself.
and your own lodging? So it's like, look, if y'all can
Yeah,
come down, we'll give you some change, but we ain't gonna pay for any of this.
it sounded like they might reimburse them some, but see, and that's the thing is, even if they're only making $5, they gotta end up making money. And at this point, it sounds like they're paying for themselves, they're paying for their food, and all they're doing is dropping them on the set for half a second and then giving them a quick tour or whatever.
Oh, we'll get to that. Yes. So then after this, then Fury Diamond, aka Mesh, aka from Ranger Crew, he, from his source, got the letter that they received.
Oh, please, let's read this.
Let's read, shall
Do
we?
it. Do your best Zordon voice when you read it.
Let's not.
Okay.
Let's not. God.
Do your best
We're not
Wall
going to do
Hatman
that. We're
voice.
not. No, we're not going to do that. Okay. We had been entertaining the possibility of past Rangers joining us for the longest time, and didn't think it was possible to do, due to so many requests from a number of past Rangers, as well as an overwhelming amount of requests from the fans too. We, as a production, talked it over and agree that it is a fabulous idea that we would like to make happen. Remember, I did not write this. I'm reading what's written. This is also a wonderful opportunity to acknowledge all of the loyal fans and thank them for their support over 20 years. We want this to happen, and we want as many of you as possible over here with us. Next comes the nitty-gritty of organizing such a task. The unfortunate reality is that including past Rangers was not part of our original budget. In order to include as many of you as possible in this shoot, we do not have massive funds at the individual level to offer each of you. We do hope that you bear this in mind as you consider our offer. Your travel would depart LA on approximately May 22nd to arrive in New Zealand on May 24th. This day would be for fittings, then filming would take place on May 25th and 26th. May 27th would be a sightseeing day that we will organize with your flight departing that evening.
Okay. Again, I
And
let's
then it
not.
says, please consider what this means to fans. New Zealand's a beautiful country. We would be honored to have you join us. We would try to blah blah blah. We wish you to offer you more, and we hope you will still consider blah blah blah. So
Okay.
let me just state one thing before, is that now in this letter, it sounds as if that they would pay for their flight.
Right.
Because, you're going to arrange some tour or some crap and then say that you're going to leave that evening. So it sounds as if that they were going to pay for their flight. I just want to point that out.
It's a
And go.
very specific plan.
Okay. I understand that, as fans, they don't owe us anything. First and foremost, I'm not here, I'm not expecting 50 million cameos. And okay, if you really want to do this for the fans and that's your angle, I don't care what your original budget was. You find the money. You have the money. You take a hit once in a while if what your genuine plan here is to do something for the fans. It's not, okay, we sort of kind of want to do this, but, you know, only if it meets all these standards that we have. And then to, I mean, it just seems very short-sighted to send out a form letter like that in this day and age of social media. You don't think that giving that letter to how many people? 50 people, probably? It's not, something's not gonna get out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think that I don't think that they have that awareness, frankly.
With, it seems shocking, though, right?
Well, yeah,
That they don't have somebody that, you know, that they are so disconnected in 2013 to think that, you know, unless these people are under contract to you, they have no reason to keep their mouths shut. And if you end up lowballing them, treating them like crap with a form letter, rescinding invitations, rescinding invitations after the fact, you're basically doing everything in your power to piss people off.
Yeah.
And both the actors and the fans.
And according to David Yost, who, by the way, he was like, I ain't doing this.
That was great.
Okay. He was like, they lost me when the offer started, Dear Power Ranger, and had several grammatical errors. The end.
Is hashtag done with abusive relationships?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I don't care if it's friggin' JDF or David Yost, any of these originals. These people gave you how many years of their lives? They launched this franchise. They were incredibly important, and you still give them Dear Power Ranger. You know, I mean, I said it before. Would you be any surprised whatsoever if they just typed in every single email they had? So right now there's a friggin' letter sitting in the, you know, inbox of twee.trang at Angelfire. Because they don't even know who anybody is, and they just said, okay, here's an email address we have, throw it to everybody. Yeah. everybody who's ever worked on this show.
It's just flip through the Rolodex one by one.
Even if you're gonna even if you're gonna send out a generic letter, right? I mean, it's going to be hard to personalize all them letters, or whatever, but you can change
the name. Change the heading.
The name.
I'm thinking, does every single one of these Rangers have, like, at the top of their email, a list of 50 email addresses? So they literally could get, you could see everybody who it was sent to? Unless,
please tell me that they were smart enough to blind CC. Like, please tell me.
I don't think they were.
I absolutely don't.
They possibly could have been smart enough to blind CC.
They don't know what that is. They don't know what that is.
Oh my, I cannot believe they said that it wasn't in their original budget. Like, I'm sorry, if I am doing a 20th anniversary season, okay? Just putting that out there, like 20th/21st, okay, fine, whatever. But all in all, you know, they're shooting both seasons in one fell swoop, okay? If I'm doing an anniversary season, you don't think maybe I would kind of figure that into the budget?
It's like, before even, like, Samurai really hit the ground running, we had seen 20th anniversary logos. We've seen a bus driving around New York City with 20th anniversary on it. We've seen a bunch of people in Red Ranger costumes running around like a bunch of idiots. You've been basing everything, and Morphicon again, you've been doing everything based around your 20th anniversary, 2 years, 2 or 3 years before your 20th anniversary, and you don't have the budget for anything 20th anniversary related.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it just feels like a completely untrue statement. And like, otherwise, how could you possibly have done all of this stuff that seemed geared specifically toward it. You know, like it just seemed like everything was like you saw the footage. You know, like everybody was talking about how like before Samurai came out, like oh they had so much time. You know, of course they're gonna do a great job.
Right.
It's like, and then okay, with Megaforce, same thing. They had so much time. Of course they're gonna. And now you know.
Hey, maybe you could pay for some. Maybe you could pay for some airfare with the $5 billion you've already made off of Legacy Morphers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Throw something.
And I feel like I actually honestly feel like you were almost too kind because when you said, "Oh, you can take a hit," I feel like that's not even really taking much of a hit. Just fly them down, like to me, because they're already like filthy rich, you know, with the practices that you know have been going on. And you know, sometimes that's might have saved the show, like in the you know deep past, you know, at various points, and we're happy some of those things might have been done. But really, at this point, it's like, okay, now it's time to cash in, you know. I think give back a little more than this, you know. I just don't think this is what is deserved now, you know.
Yeah, it's just very disheartening, you know, because you watch these retrospectives on our beautiful DVDs about how much this show means to Saban and how it's his baby and how they're so excited about the 20th anniversary and they recognize all these older fans and they want to do something
the
for us.
Force.
The power force, you know? And then you turn around and you see something like this, which just screams money-grubbing scumbag, unbelievable, dirty. It's just, it really, I mean, it just is so disheartening, you know? Ugh.
So yes, another person that chimed in though was Amit, but I never know how to say his last name. The guy who wrote Forever Red.
I say Amit.
Amit?
Ami B.
Ami B?
Okay.
I'm a B. I'm a B. Okay. So he chimed in on Twitter. And he started out by saying, well, first, the last time we talked, you know, he was like, look, Johnny T, you, this is not no budget restrictions. You know what you did. Okay. That was the first thing he said. Then he comes back and says, months ago, someone asked me if we might ever see a Forever Red 2. And I had to be a little coy with my answer as I was pitching JT, being Johnny Sakura, on the idea. I told Sakura we were incredibly lucky to be able to do a 10-year anniversary ep in the midst of the Fox to Disney transition uncertainty. It was a miracle the universe put us in a place where we had a chance to do a 20-year anniversary ep. Why not do another mega crossover? We could have had 20 Red Rangers for 20 years, and to make things manageable, maybe just bring back 8 to 10 runs from various seasons. Or forget the whole red concept and make it a variety of colors or a different color. 20th anniversary, sky's the limit, right?
Mm-hmm.
His response was, what is Forever Red?
Oh, boy.
And that, I mean, just stop. Just stop.
The words fail me at this point in time.
I can't even, my ability to even.
Can't.
Is gone.
You know, and I agree that all I really wanted was one ranger per season. I didn't even care who it was, to be honest, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah, sure, I'd be bummed out if it was all Rangers I hated, but
at
still,
least the effort would have been shown.
Yeah, if you could get, and you wouldn't even need 20 total, because the first three seasons were same,
right.
The friggin' thing, but, you know, you could get a dozen, 15 Rangers to make one episode cameos, kind of like how, you know, that's how it went with Gokaiger a lot of times. You'd have one Ranger per team make for one episode, and that's all you really needed. And then I said this before, like, you can cast a really wide net if you want, but if the holes in your net are so giant that everything falls right through it, it doesn't matter how big your net is. It doesn't matter that you're going to be, overly enthusiastic with your, let's send this to everybody. Because if you send it to everybody, then you're basically saying you have no plan. You don't know what you're doing. You're throwing crap against the wall and you're hoping something sticks. The problem is, you still got a lot of crap left over. It's, and to, again, to invite somebody and then come, a week later, ahoy hoy. We invited you? And
Just kidding. Just kidding.
we love the fans, remember? We love the fans. And we want you to do this for them, but no.
No New Zealand tour for you.
No.
Wow.
It's just I don't understand how you can have so much time, so much many resources out there. You could do amazing things and complete bungling on this level where you can't even do the simplest of things. How hard would it have been to send an email to, oh, that's we want Jason David Frank from the first season. Okay, who else do we want? Maybe we'll try to send an email to Selwyn Ward or whatever. Let's just go through each season. Let's find maybe one, maybe two. Get a backup. That's okay, have a backup. And let's just send these people, some feelers. Don't give them, we don't need to give them dates and pleas for the fans and oh, we want to pay you, but we're gonna stick it right in your rear. You don't have to say all that stuff. You don't say that stuff. You be smart. You plan this out in advance. When you're filming the first episode of Samurai, you should be starting to send some of these emails out. You know
Yes,
what you're
Chris.
gonna
Like,
do. Just do
well,
your homework.
thanks.
And I'm sorry, like when we heard that they were looking for Austin St. John, right? Okay. I understand that he is the man of mystery and Mr. Stealth or whatever, but you should be looking for him. I mean, I'm not saying that they weren't, right? I wouldn't know. But like in a case with him, I'm pretty sure that they probably were looking for him way before, right? Like they've been, right? So you should be doing the same. Like, you know the anniversary is coming, even if it's not the top, okay? Your minions should be having this in the back of your head so that just in case we're like, I wonder, bam, we got the information.
Yeah. I feel like isn't there like an intern or some office assistant or somebody who can just like go sit in a booth and watch some episodes and be like, maybe we should call this person. Or like ask, look, okay, intern bot on the internet asking people what's your favorite this, what's your favorite that. Like,
What's your
why don't
favorite
we just
ranger
call,
color?
you know what I mean? At least they have some kind of awareness, or you know what I mean? If they look that stuff up and say, okay, we'll call Selwyn Ward. Okay, yeah, Selwyn Ward, why not? Instead of just being like, okay, Selwyn, Roger, this person, that person, that person, that person, that person, dear Power Ranger. It's just like, wow, like all that's gonna do is piss off a bunch of people and make them not want to come back because they're not feeling valued as individuals at all.
And there are some people out, I mean, let's be honest, we've said this before from going to these conventions. These actors are the, for the most part, some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And you think about this sort of stuff, like, what would happen if you sent, say, a David Yost a really nice personalized email? You don't have to sit there and apologize for everything in the world. And you know what? Maybe you can't offer him a ton of money, but if you treat him like a valuable human being, people like him might just say, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to make a lot of money on this, but it's an important thing. I might do it. I think there's actors out there who might have done it if you would have come to them as an individual instead of one of an army of people that have been in the door and out the door over the years.
And there's one, okay, there's one thing, because, fans have their own opinions about all of these kinds of things, And there's one faction of fan that I just cannot understand their perspective at all. And that's the fan who would read something like this or hear something like what the Rangers say when they say they aren't doing this is like, oh, this person doesn't care about their fans. I just think, are you serious? Like, because in most cases, like some of these people visit multiple conventions per year and like, you know what I mean, are constantly interacting with the fans. Like you said, like some of the nicest people, you know, very happy to acknowledge their, you know, past as Rangers and blah blah blah. So to accuse them of being like, oh, I don't care about my fans or whatever, like it's just about the money thing. I don't think so.
No. Well,
Clearly
it's
they give
about
a damn on
respect.
some
It's about
level.
respect. I
Yeah,
mean,
yes.
we're not, they're not, I don't think any of them are like, oh, well, they ain't offering me no millions of dollars. They just want it, like Kara said, minimum SAG wages. That's it. That's, I mean, you're not asking for much. I mean, because they, and in fact, SAG, what people maybe forget is that they have different wages for different types of work. Okay, so they do have wages for a cameo, and they do have wages for a full day, and they do have wages for a part day or this day or whatever, yada, yada, yada. They have different, you know, I forgot exactly what it is, I forgot a long time ago, but they do have, so it's not like, it's outrageous, you know what I mean? My thing is that why cast that net so wide to where you have to go back and say, yeah, no. Yeah, no,
Say no thanks.
that is
That
so
is, ugh.
embarrassing, not for necessarily the person who's receiving the letter, but a person who has to give it, because that is so unprofessional, it's not even funny.
Yeah, you're opening yourself up for criticism. I mean, right off the bat, you're painting yourself in a bad light needlessly.
And especially around this time where, yes, social media and everybody can make a video, everybody can do, like, you don't understand how what a word of mouth is. Y'all don't get it. Like, word of mouth is strong. We know, okay?
And
We get salty.
it is all over the place. Like you don't even have to go looking for it necessarily. I'm just gonna go to like Facebook to like check, you know, do a status update or whatever, and I'm finding like scrolling down and seeing all kinds of mess, you know, with this person saying no, this person saying, oh, I did. Oh, I got the email too. I got the blah blah blah. It is everywhere now, and it's like, well, some of you guys kind of only have yourselves to blame on this one.
Yeah.
Oh well, I guess.
It's just so weird too, because
And
I mean,
it's
these
okay.
Saban has, you know, Saban was very much involved in the last Power Morphicon, so they have a pretty good idea of the fan base and how excited they were about the 20th anniversary and how they're hanging on every word that they can find about this sort of thing. And yet, they just, I mean, do they assume that we're only going to see the positive? Do they assume that we're going to eat up whatever they throw at us, you know, and say, thank you, sir, may I have another? It's just.
Well, I mean, I think this side of it, they didn't expect us to see necessarily.
You know?
This was just a huge
When you're
mistake.
done, email all them Rangers. Some of them are gonna talk. I'm just saying. You know,
Well, yeah.
if you email a couple here, a couple there, you know what I'm saying? Sup. You have more of a chance of them not saying jack. But then, okay, well, this leads into the next thing, because we'll go down the list of, because on Ranger Crew blog, they got like a master list of who said what said who, what, where, what, how.
Yeah, and before I even get to that, beyond that, I mean, people have said yes. Straight up. They've been treated like garbage with the email, and they're not going to make a lot of money, but people have said yes. Which means that if you know, you didn't have to do much more to get more people. They're willing to say yes. They're open to the
Wait, who said
idea.
yes? Who said, okay, well, you know, yeah, because I'm forgetting.
Okay. We
Okay.
don't, oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, and you know, some people are still technically vague, and there's always going to be people out there who won't believe it until they see the person on the screen.
Right.
But Let's be honest, people have said yes. Older rangers have said yes.
Okay, so let's start. All right.
Okay.
We'll start Mighty Morphin.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that Austin St. John, they were looking for him and what have you and whatever. I don't know if they found him or not. I don't know what happened with that.
But I mean, and again, if they don't have him, I mean, that one's expected.
Okay. All right. We discussed David Yost. He said, no Omega Force, no for me. Done with abusive relationships. There you go. Walter Jones, it was said, I forgot where I saw it, but it was said that that Walter got the invite, but there's no confirmation on whether he will appear due to his appearance at the Comic-Palooza convention, which takes place at the same time as the filming.
Right.
Correct. Okay. We talked about Steve already. We talked about Karen already. And then we have Jason David Frank. So he posted on his Facebook, I'm sorry to inform you that I will not be able to attend Puerto Rico Comic Con 2013. Although I enjoyed my time in last year's event and planned on meeting more of my fans this year, due to circumstances beyond my control, I will not be able to attend. It was a very difficult decision. However, I have decided to partake in a new filming project out of the country that interferes with the event. This is a very important project that I cannot miss.
And, of course, that's something you can read between the lines. We're talking about a guy that came back for Forever Red, that came back for Dino Thunder, and he has to go out of country. To me, that says, well, I'm going to be in Megaforce.
JDF! He's back. Yet yes. Again.
You know,
he's back again, guys. He's back again.
Okay. You know me. I don't love me some Tommy, but let's be honest, you're going to have one cameo and one cameo only, that's going to be number 1. You're going to want that guy.
This is true.
I would say that if there had never been like anniversary episodes and things like that and an entire season of mm-hmm. Dino Thunder. Now I would say let's bring back, well, you know, close enough. Let's bring back Austin. Okay, so that's maybe unattainable. So what's next? You know what I mean? Like, I would go down the list a little bit.
Okay. We can have David and Amy Jo come in, you know, just like punks. Just like punks again. That was always fun. Say, hey, we're here. Those would be my favorites. But I mean, for the fan base as a whole, they want some JDF. They can't get enough of it. God knows why. They can't get enough of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's understandable. Just sort of.
I mean, do you see Amy Jo going back?
Of course not.
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like if you look at the original six and you said who's going back, I would say JDF, maybe Walter. Maybe Walter.
Well, I definitely can't see one of them going back.
Okay, yes. If you look at the original five.
Thank you.
I would say definitely JDF, maybe Walter. That would be my original thought.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah.
All right. So I believe I've hit all the cylinders for the Mighty Morphins.
You said Steve, you didn't say anything about the JYB.
No, well he's like
Next generation.
He has a convention or something or whatever. Like, he's busy.
Busy man.
Yeah, busy. But,
and,
I mean, that's...
The Catherines.
I haven't heard anything about the Catherines. We haven't heard anything. Okay. Although, it seems as if Fury Diamond has been emailing every single person he can find to find out if they're going or not. Because we're going to get to that soon.
No reply from her either way.
No, we haven't seen any. You haven't seen anything, heard anything from Johnny. You haven't seen or heard anything from Catherine. Or...
And Steve and Karen both already said.
Right, right.
So that would be everybody.
And from the Zeo front, we haven't seen or heard anything from Nakia.
And we are... we're probably going to get to Trey.
We will get there. Yes. Okay. So Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers.
Oh, that's right. Go, go, Alien Rangers! That song sounds really good!
Yeah. Yes, Alan Palmer and his fellow cast members did not get the invite.
Not shocking.
Although, having Raja Lita up in that piece
would be amazing.
Would be great. We need us some more female leaders.
Maybe we can get get a ninja voice.
Let's not.
Rangers.
Okay.
I'm here.
Let's not.
Anyway.
So, Power Rangers Zeo, I mentioned Nakia already. Tim, Ted, and Tommy DeFilippo. Trey. Did not get the invite.
Again, not shocking.
Not shocking. Yeah. At all.
When you're a superfluous ranger, I mean.
And also, you know, Jason. You know, like if you could pick one person to be the Gold Ranger.
Yeah, I was gonna say if the Gold Rangers showed up, I don't think they're on the front line.
Don't think so either.
I don't think they're my first, second, or third choice.
I'd be fine with like, you know, a voice cameo though. Like if he shows up and, you know, Jason is in the red suit.
No, sorry. That voice cameo would go to Brad Hawkins. Okay.
That's true. That would be even better.
All right.
Get some Ryan Steele up in this.
And then the Gold Ranger would stand there and start lamenting about his father.
You're an idiot.
Where are you, Dad?
Where are you? I will find you someday, Dad. What do you think, talking dog?
Oh, gosh. So, yes, going on to Power Rangers Turbo. Blake Foster, we were talking about Blake Foster. He mentioning about New Zealand. What? Here I come. What?
Roger.
Okay. We got Roger Velasco. Teased about Black is back.
Okay. Black-a-lack-a-lack-a.
Okay. Teased about it. Okay. So, right.
Selwyn Ward made a bad April Fool's joke.
He did?
He meant on April Fool's Day, he mentioned about going back. And then it's all lies. It was all lies. It was a mean lie.
No. Shut the front door. I gotta look at
that. That is great. That's great.
That is amazing. Wait, hold on. Wait.
It's awful because it seems very possible.
Yep.
Like, that's the meanest joke ever. Why would you do that to me?
Okay, so while I'm looking for that, also they said it was said that for Tracy Lynn Cruz, Iris Hampton, who is the casting director, was looking for her and saying that she is the key factor, et cetera, et cetera.
The key factor?
Let me read it. Let's see. Boop. Iris Hampton posted on Tracy's Facebook about her being the last cast member from her season. Oh, man, I saw the post too, but I forgot exactly what she said. But yeah, like she was like the missing piece, the factor, the whatever, the who, what.
Hmm.
So there was, yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like her and all, but I don't know why she would be super duper important.
Well, she's not, but if you want to make her feel that way.
Oh, you think we're platitudes?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to speculate about Iris Hampton's relationship with Tracy Lynn Cruz. I have no idea. Like, they could be, you know, good friends and et cetera, but...
You do not want to dubiously sling her name in the mud.
Right.
Okay. And what about the Cassie?
We haven't heard anything.
But then, I mean, didn't we already establish that she's kind of aloof?
Did we?
I thought we established that in our interview with the Cayman Lees.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Maybe.
I said that she's a nice girl, but a little eccentric. And
a little aloof. Eccentric, yes.
Well.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I found it. April 1st, Selwyn Ward. Wow. Looks like I will be doing a reunion episode. Show the new Rangers how it's done. Woohoo!
See? Bastard!
That's great.
First black tease of the Power Rangers.
Yo, that is awesome.
Like, and I think he put that out, you know, it was like 2 seconds after we saw like Jason Smith on set, and it's like, oh my god.
That's great.
We're getting these reds up in this piece.
That is too funny. Oh, that's so funny.
It's so.
He's like, oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to look. He's commented again. Let me see.
He realized that it got a lot of people in a tizzy.
He's like, I got the call. They wanted me to let everyone know. Have a great April 1st. April Fools. Hee hee hee. LOL. Hee hee.
Yeah, I think afterwards, though, he's like, oh, man, I got a lot of people all going happy and crazy. Oopsie. Oopsie doopsie.
That is awesome. I love that. I mean, that's mean, but.
Yes. Yeah. Especially when I'm like Super Selwyn Ward fan. It's like, oh. Oh.
Okay, let's continue on with this list, shall we? Because it doesn't get much better.
So well, we segue. Actually,
but I don't know. Let's see. All right.
We segue from the turbo to the space. Minor changes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Who cares?
Minor changes to the Zane and the Andros.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything from the Zane or the Andros. I don't believe. Okay. Power Rangers Lost Galaxy.
This one was surprising. I heard about the Danny Slavin.
Danny Slavin accepted the cameo invitation last month. He being Fury Diamond, haven't heard anything back from him on whether he got the uninvite letter. You see how whack that has to sound, like, you know.
The fact that we even have to consider, did this person, okay, this person got invited, but now we have to consider, okay, and they said yes, but did they get uninvited? Why do we even have to think about that?
That's part of the...
Is it that we even have to think about that? Danny Slavin, I mean, he might be busy standing in front of a green screen. We could put him in there. You know, and then he has to go back to his home planet.
That's the thing that's so kind of, I don't even know what the word is that he had to be green screened into Forever Red because he didn't want to do it originally, right? Or he had reservations, and now, okay, he accepted this thing, but they're gonna screw him. Like, it's just like, wow. Or they potentially could screw him.
That's the thing is when you hear about people like that, where he's like, he has reservations, or other people who say these horror stories about how Saban treated him, and you're just like, I understand where you're coming from now, dude. If they're willing to uninvite you, it just, you know, I mean, if I was in these shoes and I was a former Ranger, I would absolutely be apprehensive if Saban approached me about something. Why wouldn't you be?
I know. Reggie Roll got the invite and is currently deciding on whether he wants to return. The invite was last minute and makes it tough to plan accordingly.
Last minute makes me think somebody else may have backed out.
But who?
I don't know. Mike?
Yeah, Mike. Okay. Valerie Vernon turned down the invitation last month. Valerie was excited to return to the anniversary. So this is what she said. 1 month wasn't enough time, especially when you have kids. If I was given 2 to 3 months to plan for it, I could have gone. I'm so bummed. I was looking forward to seeing some of my old friends. Maybe they'll do another one soon. I'd love to be in the next one.
Stuff like that is just devastating. You know, and, you know, I've said before, I'm not a huge Kendricks fan. But when you hear stuff like that, you know, where it's, yeah, I would have done it, but if you would have given me realistic expectations, but when you can't even do that, then you end up losing what, you know, a lot of people like this character. Having her back would be kind of cool.
It would be awesome, and she's so dang nice. Like, God, I feel bad for them, actually. Like, just not being treated well. And sometimes people really, I don't know, like, are nice people. Like, I just don't think they really deserve this. Whether I like them, you know, all 100% as, you know, as their characters or whatever, like, they just deserve better than this.
It's just, again, stupid mistakes made by a company that is too big and too experienced to be making these sort of mistakes. It boggles the mind.
I know.
20 years! You had this show for 10 of it! the first 10, and you haven't been able to figure out how to treat your actors like human beings? No? Haven't really nailed down that concept?
No, no.
Not yet.
Okay.
I know.
That's not the best.
All right, Lightspeed.
Lightspeed.
We've talked about, unfortunately, my boy Rhett Fisher. That has been uber disappointing.
It is. It's unfortunate.
Wanted some titanium.
And action. I believe it's not on this list, but I believe I heard somebody say that they reached out to Allison McInnes. No, being it's like somebody on Twitter asked her, like, "Oh, are you going to be part of the show?" And she said, "I hope so." I think that's what I saw. And I want to find out I think I read it in one of the threads on these forums, but but I haven't heard anything else from anybody else. You know, like nobody has said anything, mentioned anything, you know.
Well, if Johnny Tzak is on one of his Copy the Sentai sprees, that's the person he'd be reaching out to.
Yeah, she has, her Sentai counterpart has the
camera. A very good episode.
I see. All right, and Time Force. We talked about Jason Font, about his tweet, going, gonna miss LA next month, from Detroit to Vegas to New Zealand.
And we know Aaron's probably not doing it.
And, of course, according to Karen, friend of the show.
That's right. Shout out to Karen, what?
What?
Oh.
That Ashley, our other friend Karen, Aaron got the invite, but turned down the opportunity due to union reasons. Aaron will be out of the country, not New Zealand, during the cameo filming.
She's a busy lady. She's got lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, so. She's
not, again, not surprising.
Right. And we haven't heard anything else from any other Time Force person.
Not yet. Nope.
All right.
How have we not heard anything from our boy Eric?
Oh, Dan Southworth?
Yeah,
he's also another busy person. Like, he's always working on projects that he's NDA'd up to the wazoo.
Right, but I it seems like somebody would have reached out to him and he would have responded by now. He's on top of stuff.
That is true, but he's the type of person who would neither confirm nor deny. You know what I mean?
Because he likes a toy.
He likes to keep his mouth shut. That's what he likes to do.
He has his fun.
He likes to work.
Yes. Busy man.
Okay. All right. So, we ain't heard nothing from Dino Thunder. I don't believe. Did I see some? Wait.
You skipped some seasons.
A season. Ninja Storm.
Don't skip Ninja Storm.
Oh, my bad.
We've already had lots of no's from Ninja Storm.
Oh, yeah. Let's run down the no's, okay? Pua Magasiva, being Shane, tweeted that he didn't get the invite. Jason Chan said that he didn't get the invite. Sally Martin said that she didn't get the invite. Anybody else from Ninja Storm that we forget?
I'm just hoping that Hunter didn't get the invite.
You're an idiot.
Anyways.
But no, I want some dust in action.
He's a working actor, so...
So, okay, Donald Thunder, I don't know if I saw... I don't know if somebody asked Kevin Duhaney. Now I have to find it because I don't remember if I saw anybody ask him and he responded.
He's busy smoothing out his wrapping. He can't have time for no.
But I haven't really heard anything else from any other Dino Thunder people.
Aside from Matt Austin.
Dino Thunder people. Dino Thunder people.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, no, you really.
Cloud, moving on from Dino Thunder, you savor it.
Okay, you savor it. Well, while savor I look that up,
the lack of response.
No, while I look that up, so SPD. So we talked about the Matt Austins. Somebody asked Brandon on Twitter, and he said that he didn't get the invite. Somebody asked Chris Violette on Twitter. He said he didn't get the invite. And then on Twitter, they were like going back and forth between each other, like the Ranger, you know, like Brandon and Chris or whatever. They were like, "Yo, we should just skydive in, and we should just film anyway. We should just, you know, crash the party." So, See, that's why, like, man, I love that cast, man, because they still, you know, man, like...
They cracking jokes.
Yeah, man, I love that cast.
They're so dang good, on and off screen. They're great.
Maybe we'll get some Omega Ranger.
What?
Say what?
We can get some Force from the future. Some Force from the future.
Oh, gosh. You know, I completely forgot about that. I forgot about Sam. I think that's what it was. Brandon was like, nope, I didn't get the invite. They're probably going to have Sam or something like that.
It's just a suit. Why not?
Oh,
it's the easiest cameo you can do. Get Nova up in there.
Oh, yeah.
Nova Ranger.
In there, you can get Omega in there. You can get friggin' Doggy Kruger in there. What?
Get all those animal people.
Right, some money.
Don't give them no ideas. Anywho, so Mystic Force. Many Vallejo didn't know what Super Mega Force was. I don't blame her. She was like, "What? What that is?
Who?" She's like, I was on Power Rangers. What?
What? So basically, she didn't get the invite. If she don't know, she's like, right. "Who?"
She didn't get the invite for Mystic Force. She ain't gonna get the one for Mega Force.
You're an idiot.
Anyway.
Richard Brancaziano was not contacted.
No plan Xander.
That is some BS. Anyway, moving on.
We need some plan Xander, if anything.
Operation Overdrive. So we talked about Samuel Benta talking about an upcoming gig.
See, it just seems weird. I mean, really? Did they really ask him, or is he just being a douche?
But according to what Fury Diamond is saying, is that a few cast members from the Operation Overdrive season have been contacted to return.
That's who you're contacting?
It's like they're just deliberately trolling us now.
Including Caitlin Murphy. Was contacted about the cameo opportunity a while back. She got the message before the quote-unquote Saban invite email process and hasn't heard from them since the original message.
Who's she blowing?
Really?
Anyway.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, Jungle Fury. Jason Smith, we've seen. Yes, what? David DeLaTour. Our man RJ did not get an invite.
Of course, we like him. That's why.
Exactly.
It's like the one that I want to see.
I would take Dominic.
Come on, son. Yeah, that's true.
As long as you aren't giving me like little Asian dude, he's creepy, and chick.
They're okay. They're fine. Just.
The main three
They got the one that I wanted to see the least, frankly.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Worst of the bunch, yeah.
So Power Ranger Samurai, we already said Najee.
You skipped
said that all them. What?
You skipped RPM. But then so did Saban, so.
Oh, my bad. Forgot. Yeah, I know, right? My bad. RPM. Dan Ewing did not get the invite. He's busy anyway, like. But although. It would be nice. Because we like him. But he ain't gonna be fine. Okay. So, Power Rangers Samurai, Najee said that all the cast is...
It's pretty much assumed, yeah, they're bringing everybody back for a team-up, whatevs.
So, there she goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and... They're gonna have an awful off.
Yes. That's a tough one.
Oh my gosh, that's just funny. So yeah, guys, thoughts?
Honestly though, like, okay, we were talking about who we might want to cameo, to come back, like, you know, I guess years ago now, right? Way back when, and... We had so many ideas and so many things of like, okay, if this person comes back, that would be cool. This person comes back, I don't even like them that much, but if they came back, it would still be cool. Now, after everything, after sitting through Samurai, after sitting through what's happening with Megaforce and hearing about all of this casting stuff that's going on or trying to go on or whatever, I kind of am at the point now where it's like I hear someone say I'm not going and I'm actually relieved. So like when you say like, oh, it would have been great for them to show up, to me at this point, I kind of feel like maybe it wouldn't so much. And I almost don't want it to happen. It feels strange saying that, but I kind of don't know if
you
I want to
spare
see
them.
Yes.
I don't know. I see what you're saying, but I'm still trying to be of the mind that, you know, outside of an obvious samurai team up, anybody who comes back, I want to see it, you know? Even if it's not, you know, if it's friggin', you know, Jason Smiths and people like that, I'm still kind of grateful for every little cameo we get. I'm going to be mad as hell knowing that they probably could have had many more and much better cameos, but
like,
I don't know.
Like when Jason Font, okay, Jason Font episode, right? Are they gonna remember who he is? Like, I mean this is a genuine concern. Like, will they know anything about him? Like, I assume they'll watch like the first episode of Time Force or something. Someone will be there to say, hey, you know, this is who the character is supposed to be. But mm-hmm. I just don't want my memory of Time Force to be tarnished rather than I don't know. I want them to come back when it's
You're
right.
You're worried
not just
of how
because
bad they're going to make the return, the cameos, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Because in my mind, I think worst case scenario, you know, all that comes to mind is stuff like Mystic Mother, you know? Where it's like, okay.
The sentiment was nice.
Yes, I see what you're trying to do. Right. I see what you're trying to do. You looked at the footage and you said, hey, that's the lady who played Rita. Let's call her Rita. It doesn't work that way. You know? You gotta
Even if it comes from a good place, it's just kind of like,
mm-hmm.
Interesting choice.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm not expecting you to expand on all these characters. You know, like, I mean, look at Gokaiger. What, you know, Geki Red shows up and he trains him for 2 seconds and he says, hey, you need to have faith in yourself. And that's it. And, you know, that's all I really need. As long as you just understand who the character is and have them act like the character. They don't have to have a bunch of lines. They don't have to be integral to the fight like they were in, you know, say the Hurricanes or team up where it's a big deal. You just need to have them be who they're supposed to be and pretend that you know what the show is that you're working on besides the current season.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, that example that you gave with, I think that was the example, with like, you know, Jungle Fury guy, like, will, or even like with Time Force, like, I could imagine a version of his cameo just being him, just generic red guys. You're talking about how it's good to be, you know, positive, think positively and be a good leader and stuff like that. But like, if he says nothing about his own life, his own season, what he's been up to or anything, nothing at all, or maybe doesn't like appear in any kind of costuming that is recognizable or anything, it's like, I don't know if I even want that. Like, you have to infuse something. Like when Geki Red showed up, he had the thing around his neck, which connects to the finale of his season. You know, like they put mm-hmm. little moments or like put little bits of dialogue so that the audience knows, oh, it is that guy. It is that character. And we're acknowledging that, yeah, we watched that. You know, mm-hmm. we watched it, you know, just like you fans. You know, it's not just here's generic red guy, you know, and I just don't want to see that kind of thing happen. If that makes sense.
No, yeah. I do. I get what you're saying, and I'm like I'm in the middle of you guys. I feel like I also, when I hear people like, I wasn't invited, I'm like, good, all right, whew, you, okay, it's fine. At the same time, I do want to see some cameos. I do want to see, like, mm-hmm. oh, snap, that's not that, you know, because I want to be excited about the show again, even if it's for a nanosecond.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm a little in between, because, yeah, I don't expect them, I just don't see... I mean, look, if they ain't have no budget for them, right? Like, I don't see them giving a whole bunch of airtime.
Well, no.
To them, period. To be going into their history.
Well, or no, but even, all you gotta, like, do is have one line. That's it. I was in love once. Okay, so about the current threat. Or just the vaguest of vague, like, just let us know that you know who the hell they are.
Mm-hmm. I have 4 words for you. What is Forever Red? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Well, what about it?
I'm just saying, when the head honcho's like, what the heck are you talking about? And I understand. Right. You have to have your little minion. I don't want to call them minions. They're really hard-looking people. I don't want to do that. But when you have people under you and who, yeah, do the grunt work and really find out, okay, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, they're the ones who mostly know about, yes, this was Forever Red, this was what happened, blah, 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 blah. But, like, are you that dead? Like, isn't that the last season you worked on? Like, you, what? What?
Yeah.
Come on.
And it's like a milestone, like, big, like, I can understand if you're like, because, you know, actors are the same way. They acted out the whole thing. They know, you know what I mean? But they're not going to remember a random episode, like episode 14 or whatever, exactly. You know? Like,
yeah, I understood that. I understand that. But when it's a special anniversary,
right.
Come on. So, yeah,
I'm just, the thing, like you're saying, about how they need to at least acknowledge that they understand who this character is, because I'm thinking about the stupid Clash of the Red Ranger team up. Like, what about that character told us that was Scott and they knew anything about his season?
No.
Even the slightest thing. That's that sort of thing. That's what scares me. You know, I don't need a lot, like, in Forever Red. Okay, hey, there's Leo. He pulls his sword out of the stone again and says, I'm going to Earth. Okay, great. That's all I really need.
Yeah.
You know, is you're, because you're showing us who this character is.
Yeah. TJ rolls up in his car. You know what I mean?
Right. Jason apparently likes motorcycles, no?
Well, yeah, whatever.
But, yeah.
And sandwiches?
It's, oh.
Anyways.
I'm supposed to make that joke.
Not cool.
But, yeah, you know, I don't need a ton. Because, let's be honest, again, at the end of the day, it's still supposed to be about the current people, even if I'm not a fan of the current people.
Yeah.
Cameos are just that, cameos. You don't, I don't need to say, hey, look at me, I'm Wes, and here's a scene where I'm taking over for my dad and my company because he died or whatever, and burr, and
I would hope they wouldn't do that.
Or I decided to carry on his legacy, but on my own terms, or whatever, you know? I don't need any of that. I just need, hey, look, he's wearing a Silver Guardians uniform.
Right.
You know, that's all. If you give me more than that, great. As long as it fits with the character. Cool. And I agree. I still, you know, I'm not a fan of Justin. I'm not a fan of Carlos. But still knowing that they're probably coming back, it's still a little bit exciting.
Yeah.
It's still kind of neat to know that they're going to be there. But, you know, like you said, they still just need to hold form and I don't know. They're making it really hard for me to stay excited.
And mind you, right, it just like kind of clicked in my head not too long ago. We're not going to see this until 2014, maybe 15?
Over a year.
Well, no, it'll be, I mean, probably February next year.
Excuse me? Oh, well, yes.
Well, the start of...
The start of it, but we're not... Yeah, okay, so 2014. Yeah. We're gonna really see this for a while now. Like, this thing is...
It depends. Like, I assume that they're gonna try to run it at least somewhat like Gokaiger, in the sense that we'll probably have the Jason Smith episode early on, just because, and we know he's down there, you know, substantially. It's not fly you in at the end of May. He's been there and he's done his thing, so.
Well, he doesn't have to fly anywhere.
Oh, that's right. I mean, yeah, that's right. But I mean, he's done, you know, he's done his thing, and I'm wondering, because it seems, I don't know, part of me thinks that they actually have more people that they've specifically asked one-on-one for, you know, specific team-ups, and we just haven't heard anything about it. Like, maybe they do have somebody from Mystic Force already lined up for to get the Dragon Zord. Maybe they do. You know, that's what makes me curious, is the seasons where, you know, they probably need somebody for the translation, but we've already heard from other cast members from that season say no. You know, like, I feel like they need somebody from SPD, but we've already heard no from the three guys.
Right.
Of course, that one they could just do doggy, like we said.
Yeah. Or like, I mean, most of the Disney seasons, though, it's like they live like down the street. So
maybe they do have somebody from RPM, but we just don't know who.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But there's like some of those, it's like, it really, I mean, they live down the street. So,
well, no,
yeah.
What's his face? I think Summer, what's her name? Rose? What's her name?
Rose, yeah.
Yes. MacGyver. Rose MacGyver, yes. Doesn't she live in LA now? And doesn't Dr. K and the green one live in LA now? Or am I wrong?
I don't know.
Am I wrong? I might be wrong.
It's been a while.
All I know is I've seen a commercial for that whack movie that Tanaya is in.
Yeah, Tanaya is in LA now. Like, a lot, I think half of them.
She's got a movie coming out pretty soon. I saw the commercial for it again tonight.
Oh, she has stuff lined up. Like, it's not even funny. She has a career. Like,
well, yeah, and that's the other thing is we've seen a form letter, but it's all for flying people from LA. They don't have to send that form letter to a lot of people.
Right.
They might have actually already picked one specific person from these Disney seasons and ask them.
That is true. It could be.
It might already be an invite for a Ninja Stormer that hasn't responded yet.
We'll see.
Because it would make more sense because they are there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. In Gokaiger, you know, speaking of, because you know, in Gokaiger they get special Zords from
five of
fairly
them.
Recent seasons.
Yeah, the oldest one is like what, Wild Force? That's the oldest one they get a Zord from, so it'd be pretty easy to cover all that ground.
Yeah. Sure. So.
And if not, just do some ADR. Come on now, like.
Yeah, honestly, if they actually get the people to do their own voices for just suits, I would still like that too. You know, I mean, obviously that's not all I want, but it would be a nice supplement if they could just say, come into the studio and record a handful of lines for this big fight or whatever, if they do some big scene with a bunch of people at once. You know, like they did in like the Gokaiger movie where they covered a bunch of ground at once.
Yeah, man, we don't want no way. Come on,
we don't need no way.
We don't need that.
We don't need Jeffrey Perez or David Frank.
Yeah, we don't need that. No, we don't need that. Jeffrey, David Frank, we don't need that.
Jeffrey, time to go to work.
Okay, so yeah, so that's been the news, like, and I bet you it's gonna keep coming, because Fury Diamond seems like he's contacting everybody to find out if they did it or not. I mean, this is what I want to ask you guys too, right? I mean, you know, there have been fans and you know, like bloggers, you know, like ourselves, whatever, who have been asking questions and asking different rangers if they're going to be on there or not. What is your take on that? I don't know, because part of me feels like we shouldn't bombard them because they probably shouldn't be saying anyway, even whether, you know what I mean? Like, it's already kind of salty, but, you know, but at the other end, the other part of me wants to know, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's a fair question to ask them because, let's be honest, you know, they're on social media. You're a friend with them probably because they're a Power Ranger. It's a natural question, but they have no reason to answer you. They don't have to answer you. And quite frankly, the people who don't answer are the ones that are most interesting right now.
Right.
To me. Because I start thinking, if you're not answering the question, maybe that's because you can't answer the question. You're not allowed to.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, the fire has been stoked. And so, you know, because we had that first little wave of people saying, yeah, I got an invite and then I got uninvited or whatever, that prompted people to be like, well, what about so-and-so? And then somebody else, well, what about da-da-da-da? And da-da-da? And it just becomes so massive that everybody, you know, you have to then go down the entire list, which is insanely massive. And it's something that it just kind of snowballed really quickly. So you can't really stop it, and I guess I don't know. I still just feel like I'm just so kind of bothered by the fact that they messed up so badly that I'm okay with people just continually asking them, because it's like, there you go, guys. Sorry, you messed up. So it's all you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking basically about Saban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still thinking so much about what we don't know, because even if they messed up, I'm thinking if I were watching this, as if I was translating a series, the first thing I would do is I would go to one ranger each from the more recent seasons, specifically from Wild Force on forward, because I would feel like I need those cameos for the Zords. And to really drive home the whole anniversary aspect. And then I would think, okay, it would be nice to have a bunch of older Rangers too. But, and then again, it would make sense to, if, you know, do it all in one shot and group them together. So I'm wondering how much is still there that we don't know. Because if they did that, and, you know, their mistake is the after-the-fact stuff with all the extra older Rangers, then I still think the season will come off looking decent. But if this was the whole crux of their plan, was just, we filmed a season, and then, quick, let's get some old Rangers,
mm-hmm.
and that's all there is to it, then, I mean, that's just awful on levels I can't even describe. You know? That's what's so weird, is it feels like it's in flux to me. Like, what did they do? What did they do and what did they not do?
It makes no sense. It just, wow.
You know? And knowing that, you know, like, just again, knowing Jason Smith filmed some, probably had, was there for a whole episode and had something more substantial, makes me wonder just what they did and did not do. Huh.
Indeed.
But either way, I think we can agree that they, at least on some level, dropped the ball.
Oh, well.
How much they dropped the ball, we'll see.
Whew.
But it is definitely out of the hands.
On multiple levels. Yeah.
Yes.
Whew. I mean, what really hurt, like, got to me, though, honestly, David Yost. Like,
me laugh.
David goes, that, I mean, everybody else, I'm just like, okay. David, I'm like, no. Yeah.
That's the most unforgivable, because you know they're leaving something on the table that they didn't have to.
No, because the thing about it is it didn't look like as if it was like a flat out no, you know what I mean? Because his Twitter, it was just like, you know, it was a possibility, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like, there was a hint.
It's not, yeah, his wasn't, they invited me and they uninvited me. It wasn't, they didn't offer me enough money. It was just quite simply, they didn't treat me with respect, which is just devastating.
Hello. Yeah.
Because
it's just kind of like, if there's anybody.
And by the way, if there's anybody you owe a few back years of respect to, it's him.
David, yeah, for real.
Right, come on.
You know what I mean? Like, and if you write in generic emails or whatever, okay, even if you wanted to drop the ball with all them other people, you know what I'm saying? Don't write a generic letter to the OGs. I'm sorry.
I mean,
they get a phone call. That's what they get.
It's just amazing, because it's like, okay, David Yost is somebody who certain people,
yeah,
treated like crap, who gave the world to you, and he doesn't owe you a damn thing, but he's still clearly this whole time being the bigger person, being the nicest person. And you can't reciprocate that on even the most basis of levels. It just, you know, it's like, if you can't give back the respect to David Yost, who are you going to give it to?
For real, son? Like, that's the one that was like, wow, really? Like,
And the fact that he doesn't seem to be the type of guy that, you know, as genuine as those concerns are, is not the type who is going to care about the money. It just seems like, I mean, the dude's a friggin' saint. And you still, I mean, you pick up the phone.
You pick up the phone. Exactly. And not no intern, not PA.
And not Kevin whatsoever red, and not okay? Him.
Like, no. Johnny T. Sakura better pick up the phone. Like, that's what gets to me. Like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, man. Uh-uh. Man. You know what I mean? Like, you can fix that by getting some Amy Jo Johnsons now. But don't think so, because now they're BFFs. They're probably going to be like, yo, check what they did to me. You see the word of mouth? You know what I mean? Not just amongst fans, but the actors themselves. Oh, look what they did. They talk. They all talk.
The extremely, like, the people that we like the most, basically, like ones that are like cherished and beloved. Yeah, screw it over. Like, come on, really.
They all talk. So you gotta be careful who you treat, you know what I mean? And even if you are trying to screw them over, at least hide it a little better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hide it a lot better. Cause you a Power Ranger, really, really. I'm so done.
Dear whom it may concern. Awesome, sweet.
Dear actor or actress of a certain spandex color, uh-huh. Like no.
Wow.
No. Not really a fan of that. Not a fan.
Dear former servant.
Dear former slave.
Yes.
I honestly just want to know, like, if there's a situation where, like, the actors will show up and, like, certain producers who have, like, a long history with the show will shake people's hands and not really know. They'll be like, hey, you.
Remember
not
when
even
you
know who they're talking to.
That spandex and you kicked that monster? Oh, wow. Good
that thing.
Hey, yeah. And then, like, there's two of them and you don't know both their names. And they're like, so, hey, introduce yourselves.
Like, Walter shows up and is like, hey, Selwyn. I mean,
oh.
Like,
say the same thing.
Oh, dang. All right, is Aisha ready to party?
Reggie roll
the boogie with
in.
The bear, and it's
like hey,
and
boy, hey, what's up?
Oh my gosh, too funny. Yeah, yeah. Can you believe that? I'm so mad right now.
Is it Fantastico, Roger?
Oh my gosh,
Fantastico.
Fantastico. Yeah, right. Excellente. Yeah.
Oh,
Lord.
Yeah. Hey, Iron Bison. Hey, how you doing?
Iron Bison. Yeah, we didn't hear from anybody, any other Wild Force person, right? I don't think.
I wouldn't bother contacting them.
How often do we hear from them, just period?
Period, right? No, you know, Philip Geometry, and, you know, he's on the Facebooks.
And Jessica Ray, actually.
Naturally, you'd think they'd go to Jessica Ray first, just because she's, like, out there, besides Cole, of course, because
oh gosh, you think Cole gonna return?
I would imagine. Wouldn't you imagine?
Oh,
that, I mean, since he just worked for them 2 seconds ago.
I think if he did come back, it would be a wasted opportunity not to use him for both roles. I feel like because that's something they easily could do. I feel like
mm-hmm. to have them like walk by each other during like a motocross thing and say, "Oh, he's so good looking." But I'm much better.
I was thinking more like let's fight or have a quick moment of swords clashing or some crap, but okay.
Or he'd look at Decker and go, you don't have a heart.
That's right. I have a craving for Jaden.
That's
now
right. I have an Urumusumusu.
Or, you know, run after him, stop, and then say, stop.
Stop.
And then keep going.
That's right.
Team up! Oh, stop!
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I guess. Oh, shine.
My god, we're getting attacked by this giant, crazy Zangeek army. What are we gonna do? I'm gonna jump on my bike! Yeah! I'll drive right through them all, and they'll all explode! Yeah!
Alright. Well, that conversation took turn for the worse.
Serpentaria! Off
that shirt.
Serpentaria's coming! Shirt.
Oh, gosh.
Serpentaria.